for coming. Thank you very much.
I'm kind of disappointed for my viewers in poetry form, though. I didn't know whether I could speak five words and spoke to you, but I want to thank all of you for the invitation here tonight. And I'm aware of this, but we have our council meetings on a Monday night, so enough poetry there for 3 or 4 hours, I can assure you. We want to go straight home after it. But I'm aware of this because Paul and Stan Knott down there told me how great it is, you know. So I want to congratulate you for the great work that you do. That's just promoting poetry locally, but internationally as well. And I know there's a lot of work goes on behind the scenes with Paul on a number of occasions. I suppose my main purpose here tonight is to welcome the guest poets from Coventry, Jane and Peter. And, you know, people ask me, what's this twinning about? Why do we twin with cities? And it's so we can share, embrace, share cultures, you know, we learn from each other. So we're delighted to have you here tonight. And I suppose my role here is on behalf of Cork City Council to endorse the twinning, and you know, these are the type of things that are happening. Many occasions they're kind of low level stuff. We people come for the marathon and the Coral Festival and stuff like that. A lot of it is under the radar, but it's very, very important that we exchange and we learn from each other, and that's definitely happening here this evening. And of course, back in November, we will have two poets going from Cork to Coventry as well as a part of the Peace Festival, I think it is. So, you know, great opportunity for our local poets here as well, and great experience for them to go to Coventry and learn. So, I suppose I also just want to acknowledge the people behind the scenes that make it all happen. Silhouette Press and Adam Steiner. I know he's not here, but you might pass down our thanks to him for the work that he does on your side. So, there's little left for me to say, but you know, so far I've had a most enjoyable evening listening to people, listening to the poems, and certainly I think I'll be back here and make an effort to get in here another night, because I know my son in particular would love this, and it's, you know, it's a really, really good night out, I think. I can see why there are so many people here on a bank holiday Monday, yet the room is full to capacity. I can see why now, you know, so I'll definitely be back, Paul. That's a promise.
I hold you to it.
And the next time if I am making a speech, I will do it in poetry form, see what you
think. I hold you to that too.
Little else we deserve to then look at again, since I welcome to our two guest poets tonight. I hope that we enjoy you this evening, but more importantly, we hope you enjoy your stay in Cork. It's changed quite a lot over the last number of years. It is a very, very welcoming city. It's a very friendly city, and we hope that you enjoy every single aspect of that. So, goodbye.